Crypto.com pay ads Emirates flight bookings for UAE users. Crypto.com said on July 28 that approved users in the United Arab Emirates can now pay for Emirates flight bookings using Crypto.com Pay, the company's app-based payment rail. The announcement came directly from the company's official account and frames the tie-up as support for Dubai's cashless strategy under the wider D33 economic agenda. The mechanic is straightforward. Eligible users in the UAE select Crypto.com Pay at checkout when booking with Emirates and settle the fare from their Crypto.com balance rather than a traditional card or bank transfer. Emirates is the name merchant here, which is what separates this from the steady stream of spend crypto anywhere marketing. It is a specific airline accepting a specific rail in a specific market. Scope of the rollout. This is a regional launch, not a global one. Access is limited to approved users in the UAE, and the announcement does not extend the integration to Emirates bookings made from other countries. Anyone outside the UAE or using a different Crypto.com product is not covered by this change. It is also worth separating two things that share a brand. Crypto.com Pay is the app-based checkout rail described here. The Crypto.com Visa card program, including tiers like the Ruby Steel card, is a separate product that already works at Visa accepting merchants worldwide. This Emirates deal does not change card terms, cashback rates, or CRO staking requirements. If you hold a Crypto.com card, nothing about your card shifts today. Reading for cardholders in the region. For users based in the United Arab Emirates, the practical upside is a direct route from a crypto balance to a large airline purchase without an intermediate off-ramp. Flights are a high-ticket, high-intent category, so an official acceptance point there is more useful than the small everyday merchants that usually headline these partnerships. The framing also matters. Dubai has been pushing the cashless strategy as a policy goal, targeting a majority of transactions moving to digital rails, and the D33 agenda is the Emirates' longer economic plan. A named consumer brand plugging a crypto rail into that program is a signal of where local acceptance is heading, even if this single integration is narrow. One caution applies to any crypto-funded travel purchase. Airlines and travel merchants often place pre-authorization holds, and settling a large fare from a volatile balance means the amount debited depends on the conversion at the moment of payment. Users funding from a token rather than a stablecoin carry price risk between booking and settlement.